Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie Transportation Director Teresa Hartley about how a normal meeting with Superintendent Mark Schneider turned into an award ceremony for her hard work and dedication.
And talk to me about this award. What kind of award is this? How do people kind of win this award?
It's a Woman in Transportation Award. It recognizes a woman who demonstrates outstanding dedication to school transportation and the industry. There's a long story behind the Holly Hoagland Klein Award, but she was killed in an accident, and then they kind of got this award because she was huge into the Transportation Association and stuff. And so that's where it comes from, is just finding a woman that demonstrates those things. And I am actually the fifth person to ever receive that award.
Walk me through the day. How was it? And how did you kind of know something was kind of going on that day?
So honestly, typically I'm pretty good at reading stuff like that. So the day started out when I got back from vacation last week. They had told me that, hey, on Tuesday, we are going to have a media interview. So basically, they were just warning me because I typically wear my hair in a bun and just wear, you know, comfy clothes, and they didn't want that to happen. So they're like, just make sure you know where you're going to be in the media, which is nothing new to me because I've done that quite a few times. So then that day, an hour before it happened, I was in a meeting with our superintendent, Mark Schneider, and we were just talking about, he said, let's meet before we go up to talk to the media, just so we kind of know what we're going to say, which is typical. It's not, you know what I mean? It wasn't anything different. But as we're sitting in the meeting was going on, and I'm like, well, we haven't spoke about what we're going to talk about in the media, which again, I didn't have a clue at this point. And I am just one of those people that I have to know what's going on, you know what I mean? Just so I feel prepared. And we hadn't spoke about the media, so about 10 minutes before we went up there, we started talking about the media, you know, and what we were going to talk about. So he was making all this stuff up, and I had no clue. The funny thing is, he knows me well enough on what I would stress about, so he kind of left me hanging on the parts that I would be stressing the most about. So as we were walking up to the high school, I was stressing so much about this one factor of the number of lunches that we served this summer. And he's like, oh, if you don't remember it, just make up a number roundabout, you know? And I'm like, that to me, I can't do. So the whole time I'm like talking to him, I'm like, Mark, I can't make this number up. I don't remember. And I didn't even see all the cars that were sitting out in front of the school. So then by the time we got to the high school, we walked in and I was like, okay, so we started heading into the multi-purpose room and I'm like, oh, like I could see people in the stands, like we have like a little auditorium thing there. And I'm like, oh, wow, there's a lot of media. And then we got a little further in and I could see the back of my son's head and I was like, what is going on? And then I turned the corner and Mark's like, okay, I might have lied to you. And then it all went down from there.
And talk to me a little bit about, how do you feel joining such a select group of individuals to win this award?
It's amazing. Like I have that excitement and that amazement, but I'm also one of those people that the bad part in me is I struggle to acknowledge that I do well, I guess, is how to say it. I'm very excited that I got it, but to me, I just feel like I'm just doing my job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just one of those day-to-day things. Like, I'm all about the kids, so I'm going to do whatever it takes. That's just how I have always been. That's who I will always be. So, yeah, that's kind of how I roll anyway.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Mid-Prairie Transportation Director Teresa Hartley. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.